The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the time of the day where we get to all the big headlines going on in the world. Like, right now, the average Big Mac price is $5.15, which is 22% higher than pre-pandemic levels. For thoughts and opinions on this, we're going to send it over to our editorial Gen Z expert, Alexis. Fire or no fire on that?
Yeah. No fire.
Ooh, prices going up on Big Macs equals no fire.
Yeah.
We've got all the hot takes here with Alexis.
I didn't know what you wanted more than that, because that was it. Okay.
Right. And then she confused herself.
Yeah.
Next Wait, what? Headline.
No, I did say that.
Someone in the UK is looking for their missing cat on Grindr. Fire or no fire on that, Alexis?
Fire! That's interesting!
Uh-oh. Get your extinguishers out, because it's fire on Grindr right now. The profile says the cat is single, by the way, and is looking for dates and or relationships.
Aww. Nice.
And I finally, a woman in Florida pulled a gun in a McDonald's drive-thru.
What?
Why? Because she wanted a cheeseburger bundle. And that wasn't listed on the menu.
What is a cheeseburger bundle?
Not a thing that they serve at McDonald's, but she was upset about it.
It sounds like you just throw them all into one bag without wrapping them or anything.
Fire no fire on that, so Alexis.
That's a no fire.
Ooh, no fire. What other cool Gen Z terms can we turn into a below average radio bit? Let's send it over to Digital Jake for the woke collar question of the day. A.K.A. get fit or get lit. A.K.A. cap or no cap. Jake?
Well, a strange thing has happened since we started this game, Cap or No Cap.
Yeah.
A small group of faithful listeners who enjoy the show via the podcast have started betting money on whether or not the first person in the game gets the question correct or not.
Oh. Fire or no fire on that, Alexis?
I like betting fire.
Okay.
Nice.
Just checking out the action this morning, and we've already received several texts into 78592 where listeners have bet $700.
Whoa.
Saying there's no way Alexis gets her first question right.
No fire!
Let's get into a high-stakes gambling edition of Cap or No Cap. Alexis, with $700 on the line, here you go.
Okay.
Pound cake got its name for the approximate weight of the treat after it's baked, because it's about a pound of cake. Cap or no cap?
Ooh, that seems real.
It is heavy. That's a heavy cake.
All right, eating one.
Thick.
Or what if it used to cost a pound? Like, what if it started and
in
it used
England.
To just be 1 pound, which is a penny? Wait, a dollar. I don't know. Okay.
A pound is a pound.
Okay.
The conversion rate depends. Yeah. I think it's, you know.
I feel like it is off the weight. I'm going to say that's no cap, Jake.
Alexa says no cap. And it's Cap.
Ow.
Ooh, $700 down the drain.
Right down the drain. It's actually for each ingredient. Originally, the recipe called for like a pound of flour, a pound of sugar. They would make a bunch of it at one time.
Yeah.
So actually, they won a $700. They bet that she wouldn't get it right.
That's
she
true. Did it.
You're welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Yeah. So,
everybody lost.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
No fire to me.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Brooke.
Yep.
When Uranus was first discovered, it was named George. Cap or no cap?
George Uranus.
I think it was just George. Yeah. But.
It's hard for me to believe that that's real because I'm sure Uranus was the name of some like Roman or Greek god.
A king or something.
Or the astronomer who found it. I'm going to go, that's cap.
Brooke says cap. And it's no cap.
What? It was named George.
William Herschel named it Georgium Sidus, the Georgian planet, after King George III.
It wasn't really named George then. Yeah. I mean, if you would have given me Georgian Sidus or whatever you just said.
That's not the game,
okay.
Brooke.
Okay, let's get real here. Let's like call it Bob. Yeah.
Could be Bob. It was close. Yeah. Bob was third. Jose.
Yes.
There's actually something called the fruit salad tree, which can grow more than one kind of fruit. Cap or no cap?
This is amazing. And I know that there's a tree that grows multiple berries. They've found a way that like.
Well, they can graft. You can like graft. Like my parents' friends have a cherry tree that grew three different types because they just grafted in the different branches from other ones.
Yeah.
But it didn't grow from a seed that way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's only with human intervention.
With all the advancements of plant technology, plant tech is really big.
Yeah. Or is that really big on the...
A huge on plant
tech. Yeah. plant tech.
I'm going to go, that's no cap, Jake.
Jose says no cap, and it's no cap.
Hey!
Oh. Fruit salad trees are real and can be found in Australia. A citrus one can grow oranges, lemons, and limes, all from the same tree.
Wow.
It's like a smoothie tree.
Yeah. I see it as a margarita tree.
Yeah, I don't think you want lemon and lime in your smoothie.
It's very tart.
Jeffrey, all your fingernails grow at the same rate, cap or no cap?
Oh, no.
Looking at your nails.
Well, I bite all my fingernails, so I can never tell how long any of them are.
Same, bro.
So my outside two are always longer, like the pinky and the ring finger, but I think it's because I use it less, right? So I think that when you use your fingers, I use my other fingers more, so they get, like, chipped or wear down.
Nails
really? I don't know that it's...
your fingers grow based on how much you use your fingers?
My fingernails, for sure. Oh. Like, they break and then you have to cut them down on the other ones.
I feel like Brooke is a farmer. She's a hard laborer every day and just grinding your nails down.
I mean, that's why your pinkies grow so long, right? Because you aren't... No.
My pinky is really long.
Yes, because you don't use it for anything.
I do think they all probably grow at different rates.
Oh.
So,
all right.
That's cap.
Jeffrey says cap. And that's cap.
Hey.
Because blood flow stimulates nail growth, your dominant hand nails grow faster.
Interesting.
They're always made up. Oh, like your right hand, it grows faster. Oh, interesting.
So that's interesting.
Weird. So it is a use thing.
On to the championship rounds, Jose. Unlike their close DNA relatives, humans, monkeys cannot go bald. Cap or no cap?
A little bald monkey. It's like little George Costanza monkey.
I'm trying to think, like, every time you see old monkeys in videos, I've seen their hair get, like, grayer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen a bald monkey, so I'm going to say...
It's like the Vin Diesel of the primate world.
Well, they probably don't get filmed.
Oh, they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Are they wearing toupees?
Yeah, they're staying up in the trees. They're not coming down.
I'm just going to say that's no cap.
Jose says no cap. And it's cap.
Really?
Yeah, with a long enough life, monkeys can go bald just like humans.
Aww, I want to see a bald monkey rub his little head.
Yeah. Jeffrey, you didn't get any wrong, so you get to choose who gets shocked today.
Hey. Well, I'm going to give it to the person who keeps nagging me about my insurance, Brooke.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dude, leave me alone.
You went 3 years without insurance. You are so lucky.
You don't think I know that? Thank you for reminding me.
He's like, you know how much money I save?
Yeah.
I understand.
And Brooke's going to be getting shocked today while singing Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
But since you've been gone,
wow.
I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on.
That was amazing.
You went for
it. Loved it.
Respect.
Well, you have to with that song.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone Tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.